Coming up next on the program, my guest is R. Paul Crabb. He is a professor of choral conducting and director of choral activities in the MU School of Music, with a look ahead to the University Singers' upcoming tour. Dr. Crabb, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Trevor.
First up, tell me, who are the University Singers here at Mizzou?
The University Singers are a selected group. They're auditioned each fall. We generally have around 50 singers in there. We've had it probably as high as 60 and as low as 40, but right around 50 singers. So we try to get balanced singers. They're the more advanced musicians. There are some freshmen who make it into the group, but generally it's people who have studied voice, people who have studied music, and can read quite well. So we try to put together a lot of music each semester and put it together quite quickly.
In the University Singers, it's not a class, right? It is effectively a program of the School of Music?
Well, all of our ensembles, including University Singers, are curricular classes. So as with most places, our ensembles are one credit hour. Certainly we put in more time than that. But many of the schools and our peer institutions would have similar arrangements where you have 1 hour of credit for one ensemble. So all of our choral classes, all our instrumental classes are as well are credit. So University of Singers is one credit class.
Yes. And those young folks do a lot of work, so they should at least get one credit.
They do a lot of work in there.
And coming up next week, you are going to take the show on the road. There are occasions throughout the school year when Columbians and members of the university community can enjoy performances by the University Singers. You're sharing the skills and talents with folks around the state. Where are you headed next week?
Right. We do take an annual tour. We do this the week prior to classes resuming in January. It's a little bit of a interesting process because the music we perform on this tour, we last performed in October. So we have to do a little brush up. We have a little rehearsal before we leave Columbia. And there are a couple of reasons. For one thing, students going out together, working together, singing together, it develops a kind of camaraderie that results in a refinement. We have multiple performances. And so by the time you've sung this thing 7 times, 8 times, 9 times, you start to do things musically that you cannot do with just perhaps a few weeks of rehearsal and a concert. We also are doing public relations, not only for the School of Music, for the University of Missouri. I'm, of course, with tremendous bias, will say that we have some of the finest students in the university that are in University Singers. These are dedicated students, they're intelligent students. We have people who are, of course, music majors, but we also have people who are journalism majors, people are in engineering, computer science, nursing. We have all different kinds of students and majors represented in this group. So when we go out on the road, we are actually presenting our, I think, some of our finest students. And of course, we have many fine students at the university. But we go out with these students, we sing at a very high level, and we are spreading the good word of the things that are happening on the campus at the University of Missouri. We sing actually 3 performances per day. So these folks are not taking an easy schedule. We'll be leaving in the morning, and we're going to start in Rockbridge. We know some of the fine choral programs we have at the high schools here, and we are this year going to start at Rockbridge and do a performance and share some experiences with one of his classes. And then we will go to Jefferson City, where we have an alum, Jenna Fox, is at Helias High School, and her group will be singing at the state contest in January. So we'll share a concert with her in Jefferson City. And that evening, we share a concert with Lebanon High School in Lebanon, Missouri. We will spend the night in Lebanon there and then move on the next day going down towards Springfield. And we sing Thursday and Friday. We'll be singing at several high schools, and we have 2 evening concerts sharing also with high schools. Springfield is a rich area for choral music. They have some extremely successful and long-standing successful choral programs in the high schools. And we'll be visiting 2 high schools each day and then also singing with another high school that evening in the local church.
And are these performances that are open to the public?
all of them will be open to the public, right? The schools, you have to, of course, go through the process of going through security and checking in and so on. But certainly all the evening concerts at churches, Lebanon and two in Springfield, would be open to the public. And we'd love to have people come out, including any alumni who might be in the area.
That is our Paul Crabb. He directs the University Singers. He doesn't have to drive the bus this time around. They've hired a company to drive the University Singers and him on their mini tour this week that will take them through Central and to Southwest Missouri. Dr. Crabb, thanks for coming in and safe travels.
It's always a pleasure talking with you, Trevor. Thank you.